Hi, is this George?
Yes.
Hey, George, it's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hey, Ruben. How are you, buddy?
Doing all right. Do you have a minute to talk?
Sure.
Perfect. So I took a look at your file. You got an interesting situation, and I wanted to see what I can do to help you out. I also had a question for you. Did you work with a company called Access Capital or a leasing broker who sent you to Access Capital for other equipment?
Yeah, we did obtain a loan with them.
Okay. You know what? I'd like to do more loans for equipment when you have it. I did notice something. By the way, I don't know if you noticed it, but they're charging you for insurance each month. You understand that you can insure your own equipment and not have to pay for that, correct?
Yeah, but we figured out it was, I don't know, I think our insurance guy told us it was cheaper to get it to them than us.
Oh, wow. Okay. I never heard of that. Okay. So let's kind of talk about your file and go over what's available here. So, all right. So here's the idea. You've got an amazing opportunity. Looking at these numbers, it's obviously apparent to me that this is a really cool opportunity because it's interesting to me that because you're not just buying a business that makes money, you're buying a business that essentially is doing some of the work for you. And so just to kind of recap the numbers, I've got $17,000 a month in savings for powder coating and rent, $25,000 in profit a month, minus the cost of $5,064 per month for the financing, owner financing if you do it. So you've got an additional revenue of about $36,936 per month. And so if you actually look at that as a year, if you're able to accomplish this, you know, $36,000 times 12, let me give you exact numbers. So using just pretty conservative estimates, and obviously the more the better, but if you're looking at 36,936 over 12, you know, it's, you're saving essentially $443,000, $443,232 a year, minus the cost of any type of loan, but that's per year. And that doesn't include tax write-offs and any of those additional information. So I'm pretty well aware of different types of loans for businesses. I've helped customers that have had, you know, every type of funding imaginable. And I want to give you an idea of what's available for you in today's marketplace and give you a little feedback. So there's a few different ways to underwrite loans. One way is to underwrite it on collateral. And right now, I assume that since you're having a loan against, since the owner's putting a loan against the business, you're looking for just an unsecured loan. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So have you ever done an unsecured loan before?
No.
Okay. So generally, unfortunately, for the small business community and even for the big business community, unsecured loans really don't, they're very, very hard to get. Or most importantly, the limits are very, very small. We're talking about, you know, just like credit card limits, $5,000, $10,000, nothing that's going to really do anything for you. So we are very unique and that we give unsecured loans for a large amount of money. So here's my general thoughts of what I can do for you. And you're going to get an email from me shortly, because I need a current application. But right now, and you want to know, like, today or tomorrow, what can actually be done, correct?
Yes.
Okay. One other question I do have. I know you've got your bank account, your main account is Chase. Do you have any personal savings, or is all the money in the business?
All the money in the business.
Okay. So here's what I've got for you, if it interests you. I've got an approval for you for unsecured loan, for an unsecured loan for $140,000. $140,000 unsecured cash, no fees, which means I can wire $140,000 into your account today. What I am trying to do is you're going to email from me so I can get a current application to see if I can increase it. I realistically think there's a 50-50 shot of me being able to increase it. I don't know if I can get 250. I'm going to do my best for you. And the reason why 140 is kind of the number they're coming at is they look at your last 3 months' bank statements. And realistically, we're not the only company in America that does unsecured loans. I think that'd be a false statement. But many of the companies that do them, they give like, I don't know, you know, they give like 2% of your revenues. So they're going to give you 20, 30 grand, which I don't think accomplishes much. So the question I'd ask you is this. Do you have the ability to have this guy accept less money down.
That is something that I will have to talk with him about it.
Okay. So what I'm going to do right now is, are you in front of a computer?
I can be there in 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
Okay, so give me a second. Can you please... Give me a second. All right. Give me one segundo. All right. So I'm sending you an application that I just need you to sign and date. But let me tell you kind of how this, if you're interested, like I said, there's no pressure. But if you're interested, kind of how this loan would work and how it functions, okay? So it's a cash loan. The money is wired directly into your bank account.
Mm-hmm.
Once you're halfway through the loan, you can look for more money. And you can refinance. I think it's a cool program because it gets you a lot of capital with, and unlike your equipment loan where you're paying a vendor, that you're not paying anyone. This money just goes straight into your account. But I think perhaps what I would do if I was in your shoes, you know, and with you, I don't know the guy you're buying from, it's none of my business, is I would reach out to him and say, hey, look, I've got 140 grand that I could put into your, I could, you know, put into, give you now if you're interested to get this deal done. And then you can kind of fill him out, and then I can come back to you later today or tomorrow and say, hey, George, you were able to qualify for more money, or hey, you weren't. But at the same time, I know $140,000 is still a lot of money, so it's nothing to sneeze at. And, you know, I kind of understand where the reason I'm working hard on this is. I can understand that if you're able to borrow this money, it completely revolutionizes how your business makes and saves money. And that's why... you know, if you told me, hey, Ruben, I'm going to, you know, if we're talking about, hey, I'm going to save $3,000, if I'm going to save just the cost of rent by having this equipment, it's, you know, is it worth it? Maybe, maybe not. But the numbers are so outrageous here that you're saving, even on the rent side of things. I mean, that actually, if you want to know my brutal honesty, the powder coating is one thing, but you said this building is worth about $1 million, correct?
Yeah.
So, to me... I don't really, and I have to word my, I have to be very careful in the way I speak, but I don't really care about your powder coating savings. To me, that's just a cherry on top. The truth of the matter is, if a guy's going to give you, and the whole mortgage loan process is a nightmare, it's just not effective in today's environment, but if you can reduce your rent costs, I mean, you're paying, what, $9,000 a month in rent right now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that's the whole attractive thing, that if the market keeps going up, which it will for real estate, that to me is what's honestly quite exciting about your opportunity.
I know, and just, even if you come in, clean it up properly, because it's no more. He he's tired. He don't want to do no more. And you put, and he's a one-man operation that. I don't know how. I mean, he's doing so good that at the same time he works 100 hours a week instead of, you know, he's the old time guy that he don't delegate things. You know, he wants to do it everything, but at the same time he's working and he's tired. And when you look at the property, if you clean it up, organize it, just by cleaning it up, organizing it, you can turn it around and sell it. You know?
Because, yeah, I mean. I think it's a very unique. I mean, it's a very unique opportunity. It's a very kind of. I think it's one of those things. In the way that I kind of see it is this: if you don't take advantage of this opportunity, your business will do fine. You have been in business for quite a long time. You know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And you'll be fine. But these are one of these kind of things where they're kind of like a game changer, because I have a customer that I'd like to tell you about, and it's very interesting what he did. He's an interesting guy, okay? He's also out of his mind. He's crazy, this customer. He's truly insane. But, you know, he's a lunatic. I mean, I love the guy. We talk all the time, but he's out of his skull. But what he did was, he was basically, he was, do you buy your stone from, like, Brazil or India, or do you buy it from local people?
We go Brazil and some of it local.
Okay.
Sometimes it's not worth, you know, bringing up full container from Brazil, and you know, you're going to do a project or something. But Brazil is most of the time.
Brazil, okay. So my customer is pretty interesting. And what he was doing is he's been in business a very long time. He has several businesses. His main line of business is granite fabrication and marble and solid services. But what was going on with him was he was basically subcontracting every single job. Because he just didn't have the space, he has his building, but he rented it. He didn't have the space. And so when we actually looked at the numbers, the guy makes money. He actually makes quite a bit of money, good income, good credit. But when we actually looked at the numbers, it became staggering. He runs about a $2 million a year business, and he was churning about 40 grand a month by actually subcontracting. And so when we actually, he actually used our loan. He was able to use it to buy a building and kind of redo some things. And he's in a very expensive part of the U.S., so the real estate prices aren't crazy. But when we really looked at the numbers, he used our unsecured loan product. But that's what was really exciting. He was able to, it was the game changer for him because, I mean, that was 2-3 years ago. And so 40,000 times 12 is 480. So, I mean, he's saving about one point. He's saving money that he didn't realize he was spending. And I think that's kind of what's exciting about your opportunity. So are you in front of your computer by any chance?
Yeah.
All right. So if you could just print that application out and just sign dated in the middle and scan email it back to me, you're good to go for at least 140, but I'm going to see what I can do to get this increased. And then you can let me know tomorrow or later today, you know, what you're able to accomplish with your guy. And maybe, you know, you can get to a bit of a level with him and he still wants to move forward.
All right.
I will look out for your email and thank you for your time.
No, thank you, Ruben.
You got it.
I appreciate your help.
You got it, man. Bye-bye.